Surratt is... Yeah, Adam is accounted for. So Surratt's the only one unaccounted for. So. All right. Do you guys need the PowerPoint? Or?
I wanted to quickly run a couple more analyses.
Yeah.
More analyses?
Just the correlations. So, like, they coded the ones that Angel and I coded last week, so we wanted to see how we stack up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're being very competitive.
No,
we're not.
You want to see how you did compared to
the
team who
how we're
progressing.
Yes. All in science. Come on.
You can take science. All right, let me do that. You can easily do that. I'm sure you're wondering what's in this plastic bag. Guesses?
What's in it?
You're supposed to guess.
Candy.
Candy?
Is it more correct?
Napkins.
Napkins. Flash candy.
Rise. No, I see something colored. What?
Got
corn.
It. You got it.
What was it?
Flash
rise.
We're going to move away from the Dropbox. That didn't work out so well this week.
I don't want flash rise.
No, you said
you'd bring one, no?
Yeah, I decided, you know, a couple of years ago, I bought a whole bag. It's actually downstairs in my office of flash drives. Well, you guys know because you, the three of you actually were involved in transcribing the Uganda videos, the interviews with the kids and the moms, and Tina, remember Tina, and then last year it was Michelle, you know, use the flash drive system to give and collect and so forth. So I couldn't find those flash drives. And I looked everywhere in my office, and then Valita looked at home. She couldn't find them because I thought maybe she had them. We couldn't find them. And then it hit me, maybe the student in charge hadn't given them back to me from last year. And so I emailed Michelle and Tina, and lo and behold, Michelle had them. So she gave them to me last Thursday. And so you guys don't need to give me flash drives. I have plenty. So that's not an issue. So that's what I have here. I have 12. No, wait. Huh? So there are four of you, right?
Yeah.
But each flash drive can hold only one session. There are only 4 gig flash drives. Very inexpensive.
We have to post it.
Well,
it looks like a drug deal.
It is a drug deal. So the ID number is on the front. See how that works?
Yeah, so how do we get them changed?
How do you get them changed?
Well, like, you're going to give us new contracts each week?
I have so many. I'm going to give you 3 a week, right? So it's...
We're not going to use this. I understand.
What part didn't you understand?
Well, like, because I was going to be like, so we're going to give these back to you, and then you're going to put the new ones on.
No. I have another, like, 25 in my office, so I only need 12 more.
Okay.
So...
You're going to bring them back.
Huh?
You're going to bring them back.
Yeah,
because we're
going to
trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to bring them back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that I I'll have the same number that I started with. That could be the goal. But, yeah, so that's what's going on. So let's open this up. Was this easier this week? Harder?
Easier.
Angel, did you find it easier?
Yeah,
I
mean.
This week harder. I thought this video was more challenging for me to cope than this one's.
You think it was more challenging? You thought it was easier?
Last week's video, I thought
there was more information.
Maybe it's like.
More information is always makes things in my mind easier to code. But okay, so going to analyze. Can you guys see that?
Sorry.
What was that?
I guess we were a little competitive just now. The keys are off.
Okay, so going to correlate, and we have I'll just do them one at a time. Well, actually, I can do them all at once. Okay, so what do we have? So 1194 mm and nm 0.407.
Can we just hold a little bit there?
What?
Increase the size.
Yeah, just make it full screen.
You're just gonna have to move up. No, I don't know how to do that actually. You know how to do it, Mike?
Julia. Go to view.
Huh?
You go to view.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the fonts are the same. Go to view and then zoom. It should be on the bottom.
This is SPSS. You burned yourself there too?
It's a long story.
Maybe if you do print view, then open it in PDF.
Where is the. Where's there?
Sorry,
Michael.
Mike, you should know better.
No, my eyes are adjusted now. I can see now.
You can see now? How about you guys in the back? No?
I know
that. There's gotta be a where is this? It's just a zoom.
You think it's smaller than usual?
What about just the plus button?
Yeah, that it's grayed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's the
one
that's
not as close as
usually.
No.
Yes. I think it's because we usually look at the PDF.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, this is SPSS.
Yeah,
can you
zoom in on
it? Can you zoom out the screen?
Huh?
The whole thing?
Yeah, here we can zoom
in. How did you do that?
I mean, I just went into the print view.
Kayleen.
Getting it done.
This is the only page we need, right?
Zoom.
I'm confused at this.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm confused at these correlations.
Well, let's look at them. So in the first week, let's start with 1194. So last week, Mike and Aunt Naomi had 407. So this week, Angel and...
Wait, I want to correlate... So I'm interested in
0.544.
Angel and...
Video.
So, and Mike,
mm-hmm.
on this one video, correlated at 0.26.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and then like Angel and Naomi on this one video correlated at 4.6.
4.65, yeah.
And then
no, Angel, oh.
I'm just looking at 1.194.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So
okay.
then I correlated on 1.194
with Mike
at 0.49 and with
right.
Naomi. Sorry, do you guys remember 1194 is your first one or your first one?
Yeah, because you guys have 1192.
Okay.
We're only talking about two videos here.
Mm-hmm. I know, I mean...
Somehow it's more complicated than that.
So then, why are these correlations... So if we are looking...
Well, this one doesn't count, and this one doesn't count.
I'm not seeing the
correlation.
Oh,
this isn't the full table.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's not the full table?
Aren't you missing two of the 1182s?
Yeah, you can see it right there at the bottom.
Where? Oh.
Right there at the bottom. You see Michael and Naomi's 1184s. Which coordinate terribly. No, I need Michael and Naomi's 1182s.
Okay. Right here.
Right there.
And
right here. R1182s.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Art, but they, yeah. But like we can't see the correlation between Naomi's 1182 and Mike's 1182.
So just look at
like
one video at a time is what
you
want to
see.
Yeah.
You know what
Naomi's
I'm saying?
1182.
It's like all the correlations.
Yeah, we're missing.
Are
we're missing
one. Okay. I think it's because they're close out of this. I think it's just because it's like on the next page. Yeah, it's just we couldn't see it. They're all there.
Oh, okay. In your in the print view, it,
right.
It cut off the last two. Okay.
That is a mass correlation.
Which?
Naomi and my correlation from the last video.
From the last video?
Yeah, down in the corner, 0.94.
Wait, how's that possible?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let's, can we look at the, whatchamacallit, the side-by-side comparison?
Yes, I did that.
You guys did this independently of each other?
Yeah. And Julia accuses us.
No, really, I mean...
Not really,
yeah.
We did it independently.
Yeah. I want to pull up the,
I didn't accuse you of cheating,
the
I
side
just...
Side-by-side.
This is the first time seeing this, so I've never seen a correlation that high with Q-sorting before.
I was in two on, on every item.
Well, when I saw the article, I saw
I
they had, like, 0.9 correlation.
Yeah,
it's not
100.
Yeah,
you said
it.
Well, you want me to open yours? Okay.
No, I'm just saying, you could redo it if you want.
Where is it? I thought it saved it.
Well, I'm opening yours. Yeah.
Okay, so this week, you guys are
0.54.
Yeah, absolutely. And you did better than they did last week on the same video.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then, wow, 9.949.
Now it is a competition,
Julia. They crushed you more than you crushed them.
100%.
I've never seen a point, I swear to God. I've led QSOR teams, not this particular Q set, but CPQ and PQS, which are two other Q sets that we've talked about a little bit, measuring interaction structures. And I've led a number of coding teams, published a number of papers. I've never seen on QSOR data, never a 0.949. It's never happened before.
I feel like I did it differently this time. Yeah,
now
the bar is on.
Yeah, we're definitely going downhill from here.
Well, just simple regression to the mean. You expect that, but my gosh.
I've got to be 0.9 from now on.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at the things. They're crazy.
Oh, that's Angel and Julia. You guys are like mind melding. So you guys are within one or zero. Look at that.
0 to 2.
Are you ever apart more than one?
A couple of points.
Yep, there. 8 and 6.
Right here. Oh, maybe you should talk about that.
Yeah.
It's astonishing. And you guys didn't look at... You guys didn't look at their...
No. I wish that we had gotten a chance to actually have been here last week.
But you guys got together later
yeah.
and talked.
Yeah.
It's just... Oh, 53. Uncharacteristic versus most uncharacteristic. I don't know. I don't know. This is uncanny. It's just really uncanny. I've never seen anything like this. 71, 6 versus 8. No, 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 no. Oh my gosh! So you didn't have any greater discrepancies than two in the entire 100
set. Yeah, and our middle pile was quite identical.
How is that possible?
Because it was just easy, I guess. In order to like.
Yeah, but look at what they did the previous week with the same video.
I feel as though I had as much to go on
this
one.
I feel like I had so much more to go on.
Really?
Yeah.
And I started like doing like sort of a loose sorting, not halfway through the video, but I don't know, and I started just
loose sorting.
I was moving it around as I was watching, so I don't know. I was
prayer or magic or something.
More intuitively, I have no idea.
Wow. All right. Well, I wouldn't expect that next week. All right. That's a once in a lifetime type of thing. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We moved up in our reliability, which is good.
Did you guys take a look at your?
I mean, we were just in class now, so
okay.
This is the first really.
All right, so we decided we're going to talk about discrepancies of three or more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's one.
Mm-hmm. Two. I mean, number three.
Yes. Wow, there's one.
No.
There's another big one. that's three. There's another big one. There's a lot of sixes, like six different discrepancy of six. Well, fortunately, this 9-4-9, we're going to ride that for a few weeks.
I would say thank you for it now, and then leave it.
No, but I mean, like, it's going to make up for the lack of reliability of the others for a while.
Well, in the end, you're not going to use both, right? We've got a two.
No, we are. We're going to aggregate. We're going to take the composite.
Mm-hmm.
So here, that's a 7.
Are we able to put all four of our scores side by side for the same video?
Yeah, you could. You want me to do that?
If we think that would be a good use of time.
You guys nailed yours. You want me to put up last week's for the two of you? I think that the two need to work on. Their discrepancies are Angel and Julia. You guys are golden. But if you want me to put up your ratings from last week to compare with theirs this week.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm...
Okay. So, that would be... You guys did 1194. You guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now this one, that's interesting. 8. We had Mike and Julia lined up against Naomi and Angel on this one, number 8.
Living. I was the one who was
Mammy was the outlier on that one.
There's an outlier on almost
every. Yeah. Wow, look at that. Julie's the outlier on this one.
Then it cuts it off.
So well, it won't cut it off because it's so shorter.
It's not as wide. So what do you do? Print preview?
Yeah.
And then you zoom.
You need to go to a different page. So see where it says next page right at the top.
I wouldn't cry easily. It's 33. Definitely my character is sick. I understand.
Are you talking to yourself?
No.
Yeah. I was just wondering what you're.
I changed it this week when I saw her. When I saw it again, I was like, well, there's no evidence really for that. So I put it in the middle.
Two nines, a five, and a seven.
That's an unusual way of thinking about things.
Yeah, definitely not fun.
This one's interesting. Although you two are correlated.
I think that's the vacillating thing.
Right, Mike.
That one is expresses itself all with words.
Also 66.
Yeah, and it is good to have attention and concentration.
So Angel was in the. And the minority there, 2, 7, 7, 5, and then 2. Which one is 70?
Daydreams gets lost in reverie.
Daydreams gets lost in reverie. You felt she was in reverie a lot? Huh? Sorry. I was thinking about the previous page.
No, we thought that she didn't.
Why?
Right?
Oh,
that he was? Wait, he rated it.
Right, low.
Yeah.
This one. You didn't think he was lost in reverie.
I mean, I put it in the middle, I didn't think it I don't think it was one of the major ones.
I don't know if you remember from...
Yep, he was playing with magic this school bus.
He was what?
He was drawing a lot and playing. I was in magic school bus, the teacher, and I was like fantasy.
Yeah, I actually wanted to put this in the 6th rather than the 7th, which I know is a small difference, but I always separate the daydreaming, getting lost in memory with the active fantasy life and imagination.
Yeah.
So I wanted to put that closer to 6, but it ended up in 7.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So I wonder, Angel, whether you're confused about whether it was reverie or active fantasy imagination.
I thought you were just drawing.
So, let's see. So 70 in the common language is he daydreams, he often gets lost in thought or a fantasy world. Gets lost in. You didn't feel he was lost.
I mean, I thought he likes the show. He was drawing the show. He was drawing the bus. But I felt like, I don't think
he was fantasizing. I don't know that I read it once or so. Well, he was fantasizing. The question is, right? I mean, it was a bus. You had a whole scenario?
I mean, do you call it... I mean, yeah. I mean, he was, like, specifically referencing the Magic School Bus, the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's still a fantasy.
Still a fantasy.
The question is, did he get lost in it?
I think...
Wait, how is it a fantasy?
I don't get it.
Anything that's metaphorical is a fantasy. So fantasy is a... external representation of internal thought. So think of it that way.
Also at the end, what was it again?
Those
building. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, cooler car.
So cute. That's
good.
That's
what
I put under imagination and creativity, rather
than... Which video are we talking about?
The one you just did.
This is it? M94?
Yep.
That's the second one
that
you did.
The
first
one
I did.
Oh.
But that was
1182. 1182
is the first one
you did. Yeah, you did speak about the cool thingy.
Oh, no, sorry.
Which was one of the fantasy one?
It's item 70.
No, there's two of them, no?
One's active play or something like that. Or it's the imagination one.
Yeah. I think I read it that high.
Yeah.
I mean, there are different cards for daydreaming, reverie, creativity, imaginations.
So how would we, in our minds, distinguish between these two items?
Well, what was 74? We all rated that a 9.
74, that's...
He usually gets wrapped up in what he's doing.
That was, definitely the most characteristic.
So how we want to distinguish between active imagination and
you check 97?
Reverie.
What's
the other one?
What's the other one? That's what I was gonna ask.
He has an active fantasy life.
Yeah.
This is the common language?
No.
This is ours. Okay.
97 has an active fantasy life. 70 is daydreams tends to get lost in reverie.
What did we rate on 97?
You need to go to the next page. Okay. 7, 8, 7, 5.
Yeah,
I rated
that one.
You were the lowest score.
I rated 5 on both.
I rated 5 on both. Within 2.
Yeah,
with 2 out of the 3 both times.
Yeah, because I think that those cards would be correlated for most kids.
Right, but they're separate cards.
Right, but
So we have to talk about how we would distinguish these two. Daydreaming versus having an active fantasy life.
If I had to rate one over the other, I would say that the active fantasy life, I would rate that higher.
I think that's a...
I don't think he daydreams.
Yeah, I think the imagination of the fantasies were more characteristic of this kid than getting lost in daydreams. Disengaged.
All right, so what would that look like? Getting lost in one's reverie, getting lost in daydreaming. How would that look?
Yeah, I mean, not paying attention.
So he'd be off like...
Exactly. How do you see that?
Is that how he would look?
With his mouth open like
I mean,
that?
But with a narrative, not just completely, like, dissociated, but, like, involved in...
I don't know. If you're daydreaming, do you typically provide verbal narrative to it?
No, just like in your head.
We don't have access to that.
Right, but I feel like
where did you go just there? Like,
right.
If he was being imagined, that he has to be engaged, he has to be like doing.
Yeah,
doing
not
something.
Engaged. Like, you daydream in class and you're not paying attention, you're just kind of like.
Yeah.
Looking on
to the side, and
you're kind of
like, oh, like, the
professor
calls on you, and you're like, oh, sorry,
I was daydreaming. So I agree that he has a fantasy life, but I don't think he's
daydreaming. Okay.
He wouldn't be engaged, and you guys just rated him 9 for being engaged.
So is Angel right?
No, I wouldn't rate it that low.
Okay.
I wouldn't rate it a 2. I don't think there is evidence that that is one of the most uncharacteristic things in the session.
Well, he's really engaged. That means
he's really engaged. He's also in his own world a little bit, you know, like when he's drawing.
Yeah.
He's not really talking to her.
Daydreaming, I would say 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And the imagination and fantasies and all of that, I think the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he exhibit the daydreaming specifically? I mean, Angel wants to know the answer.
Well, I was
Why is it a 5 or a 6 versus
a 2? Right? You put it down as a 2?
Yeah.
I mean, when he's drawing, he's not talking to her. He's very much in his own head.
He actually says he doesn't want to talk to her.
He didn't say that.
That doesn't mean he's daydreaming.
Well, let me counter you by saying, what's the evidence? That's the thing. I don't think there's enough evidence to put it in a 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have it in a 5.
If it's not characteristic, it's not characteristic.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah,
so you don't see it,
then
it's not characteristic.
Well, no, you cannot
see
it.
We've had this conversation so many times. So
is it
not applicable? Neither characteristic nor uncharacteristic, or is it uncharacteristic? That's the question.
What about if, like, he had a chance to daydream and he didn't? Then you would put
every chance is a chance to daydream. Daydreaming right now.
I feel like the quantify what daydreaming would be.
No?
And, like, I would think daydreaming is, like, not making eye contact. Maybe if, like, I haven't seen the tapes, but if the therapist is talking to him, he's like, oh, what? I didn't catch that. Like, you know, like...
I feel like what I'm trying to get at is just, like, we can't tell if he's daydreaming or not. He's quiet a lot of the time. Is he daydreaming, or does he just not want to talk? Like,
yeah, I think Julia's score of a 5, like, playing safe is the right score. Because, there was no evidence that he wasn't... I don't see how you could go lower than 5.
I'll go walk for a 3.
All that for a movement of 1.
It just makes no sense to me. The kid's engaged the whole time. He's drawing, or he's talking to the lady, or whatever he's doing.
In this session,
he's like,
he's really into what he's doing.
Yeah, everything that he does, he's really into it. That's what we read at the 9 on the other one.
Being into what you're doing and daydreaming are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, you can daydream.
Yeah, but you're saying there's
you can daydream while you're really into something?
Exactly, it makes no sense to me.
Well
I don't think so.
I'm going with the daydreaming. I don't... we're conceptualizing daydreaming.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need to arrive at a common definition. Right?
The kid doesn't space out. The kid doesn't daydream, period.
See, I'd be prone to defining daydreaming as spacing out.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
Did he space out?
Well, he's quiet for like the first half of the session.
That doesn't
mean
spacing out.
We're like, maybe quiet as
I'm often quiet in a therapy session. But I'm not spacing out. I'm thinking, I'm trying to figure out, okay, what's this silence mean?
Okay, well,
what's the patient trying
to... therapist.
Huh?
It's like, obviously, you have a lot going on in your silence.
Yeah, I mean,
right, but why can't he?
He could.
I think there's
that's
two,
what we're saying. We don't
out.
Know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he did or he didn't. I'm saying
but
I don't
did he look
know.
Like he was spacing out?
Well, one, you can really see his face as back to the camera. But
that's a problem, yeah.
Did he seem like he was spacing out? I mean, like... I just feel like it's like, yeah, I thought he... I didn't see it either way.
I don't think that we should operationalize daydreaming just as spacing out.
Why is that?
Because I think that spacing out implies that, you know, nothing's going on, whereas, you know, daydreaming, getting into some reverie, the fantasy, that implies more of an active, like, there's something...
There is something there, but what it also implies is a disconnection from external reality.
Sure.
And so when I was pretending, like, you know, I could be thinking about something, but I'm not even aware of what's around me. Was he aware of his surroundings at all times, or did he seem unaware?
Of your card again?
What?
Can we read the language of
yeah.
The, yeah.
For 70?
Daydreams tends to get lost in reverie, and then 97 is has an active fantasy life. In the common language, 70 is he daydreams, he often gets lost in thought or a fantasy world, and then 97 is he likes to dream up fantasies, he has a good imagination.
Go up to a 4.
Absolutely. That's as far as you'll go.
I'm saying, but I just.
No, but I, you know, it's a question that's going to come up again and again, especially with this kid. I'm just telling you right now, it's going to come up. And is this kid fantasizing and in touch with what's his surroundings, or is he disconnected from reality and fantasizing in his head and not really aware of what's going on around him? To me, that's daydreaming. Daydreaming is a fantasy that's going on in your head that pulls you away from conscious awareness of your surroundings. That's how I'm defining it.
Which I think is a good definition, but I think what the three of us are trying to say is we
Oh, now you're pitting all three of you against Angel?
Well, are we trying to say the same thing? Like, we, like, only because I'm this.
I haven't heard from Nalby.
I was like,
okay, Mike and me, not Nalby. But
I'm listening. I'm paying attention.
That's not what I meant. I'm
where were you now, me?
I don't know.
Daydreaming.
I was
showing you. That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
That's not what I saw.
I don't even. It's like, I think we are all in agreement of what daydreaming looks like.
I don't know how to define it, but I know when I see it.
You're welcome.
What daydreaming, it, like, we all agree with your definition. The difference between us is that Angel says it doesn't happen, and we're not saying it does happen. We're saying we don't know if it happens.
Well, that's the question. Do you?
But okay, but how would you know if it did happen? You can't always put this item in 5, Julia. You just
can't.
I
understand, but
it has to.
Kids' feet.
You have to think of times when it could conceivably go in 9, and it could conceivably go in 1.
Yeah.
Okay, so taking this item, imagine a video where it belongs in 9. What would that kid look like?
I feel like he wouldn't be responding to whatever she was saying. His eyes would probably be like averted, looking somewhere. He wouldn't be making eye contact.
He probably also wouldn't be involved in an activity or drawing.
Right. So I know the board saying these are all separate cards, obviously, but what other items would we expect to kind of correlate or float on to that behavior? Like, you know, I can think of, you know, being there, what card captures being engaged in, you know, the session and being cooperative and those kind of things that if he was daydreaming, then you would expect to have, what am I trying to say? Anyone?
You got this.
I think you're saying the one we read at 09, where he was really engaged, because he was engaged.
He was engaged in his own activities.
Yeah, whatever he was doing.
Become strongly involved in what he does.
What he does. But
okay, we all agree that's a 9.
Yes.
Okay.
So I just don't understand how you could be engaged and daydreaming at the same time. It just makes no sense to me. I'm not saying it's the opposite, but if I'm working on something, I can't daydream at the same time. It just
I tend to agree with Angel on this.
Yeah, but I'm kind of, what if
it's just like you don't have to like not see it to rate it, to not rate it low. You know what I'm saying? You have to just watch the video that the kid daydreams anytime. You know, like he just really engaged and focused on what he's doing.
That's what I'm saying. The way that we can define this is to think of an example where you would rate this item 70 as a 9. What would that look like? A 9. Where
the
session is.
If the whole session was the first session where he's just coloring to himself, I would call that daydreaming. You can be coloring while you're daydreaming. He's thinking about school buses.
Well, if at the end of the session he pulls up Da Vinci or a.
trying to stay within the realm.
No, but let's say it took a lot of like skill and concentration. He shows this therapist like a perfect rendition of Mickey Mouse. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
but
like do a perfect rendition of.
Anything. I mean, he didn't make a lot of progress.
Yeah, where you're
going
though, like, sometimes artists will just
move
on something, but
huh?
They're not there.
So I'm just going, and that's what it looks like. But if I'm like this, I had to concentrate to do that.
I still wouldn't be sure, actually.
Yeah, but what if you're concentrated on your daydream?
Concentrating on your daydream. The more you do that, the less aware you are of reality. So, for example, was it you who said, or maybe it's Naomi, calling his name and he's not responding? Because he's thinking about something else.
How are we defining reverie? So I think of it as like being like, pleasantly lost in your thoughts.
Lost in your thoughts.
Yeah.
But to the exclusion of being aware of your immediate surroundings. So if someone called your name, not responding initially.
That would be a 9. But what would a 5 or 7 look like?
Well, let's define the extremes first.
Sure.
So a 1 would look like what?
Hypervigilance and
hypervigilance, totally locked in to the therapist and what's going on. So how you define a 5 would be somewhere in the middle. Between that and not even responding to your name. But it's important to recognize that this item can go in a 1 or a 9, not just always in a 5.
No, but that's not what I was saying. We just did the whole thought process that I did when I rated that. I know, I put it in 5 because it wasn't as extreme as a 9, and it wasn't as extreme as a 1.
How about a 3?
I mean, like, sure. You want to go in a 3? Go in a 3. Like,
really,
like,
down.
But, like, I just don't feel like it.
First of all, you said there was no evidence. That's the first thing you said. Not that it was a line, it was a little.
I think I said there was no evidence.
She said
there
was
no. She said there was,
she
a
said
little
was no
too.
Evidence too. That's why she put it in a 5. So I want to look at 33 because I think that's one that always goes in 1 because the kid doesn't cry easily.
33 cries easily.
Yes.
And obviously, he didn't cry, so...
5212.
Why wouldn't you rate that a 5? He never had a chance to cry either.
I thought there were chances to cry.
Really?
Yeah, the therapist was pushing him at the
end.
So
why do you like a rate it a 5?
When do you lie? When do you lie? I thought that was pressure for your therapist.
So I think what we're really struggling with is when do you put an item in a 1 and when do you put an item in a 5?
Maybe they figured it out. Not that I know.
Yeah, it's just ice experts.
So what internal rules did you guys come up with? Because we can adopt them too for Julia and Angel. Any internal rules?
Well, why did you guys rate this one?
I rated her 1 because he doesn't cry easily. I just feel like he doesn't.
Yeah, so we have similar ratings, but I rated it a 2 for a different reason. And that's because I thought he had many opportunities to cry. They were talking about things that I thought, you know, for a 6-year-old could be kind of difficult, talking about when you lie to mom. And then she said at one point, like, you know, you can tell me some stuff in here, like, I don't have to go tell. I felt like there were a lot of emotions, especially near the end of it, that he could have cried. Like, a child in a similar situation could have cried. And that's why I rated it a 2. I didn't just rate it a 2 because he didn't cry.
So she's saying there were situations where he definitely could have. Did you see those situations? You interpreted them differently.
Yeah.
How did you interpret them?
I don't think he had an opportunity to cry. I didn't think it was ever serious like that. He said it himself. It wasn't like... She asked him, do you lie? No, it was somewhere like,
she
I
did.
Sometimes.
She straight up asked him, do you lie?
I have it written word for word.
What did he lie about?
Here, let's look at the video.
Once in a while, everybody lies, even me and you. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said to her. I don't see why he would lie about that. He admitted himself.
Okay, this is 1194B.
If you want to go to
near
the
end,
the exact time it is.
Okay, go ahead. Let's do it.
5, 10.
Sometimes he can make decisions.
Actually, no, this is the whole video. Or 2 minutes?
It's broken up into 2 videos, and this is the part B.
Part B.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5.
Okay, 5 minutes.
It's gonna be 1.
Oh, here. But why is this not?
Is it something on the color?
Okay, so let's see. Question is, does he have an opportunity to cry? That's what we're evaluating. He's drawing what? SpongeBob SquarePants?
Magic School.
Yeah.
Now he's smiling. I don't know if you saw that. He was smiling.
Was he smiling or was it like a grimace? He has a lot of stares, that sort of.
I thought
look
the
therapist smile.
Recapped wrong there. Sorry, that's just...
Sorry to interrupt you, Julia.
What did you say? Even
and
you.
You.
So you felt he had an opportunity to cry then?
I say I don't want this or that, but I really do.
I didn't see the opportunity to cry there.
So, okay, so now I have to ask. What do you mean when you mean an opportunity?
Like, his feelings are potentially going to be really hurt.
His feelings potentially could have been hurt there. Just because they weren't.
Is this like that problem we had
the last time? This is the same problem. With all of the items, you come back to the same thing. Like, you don't see potential to cry. It
can happen anytime.
I mean,
depending on his or her.
Watch, like, 2 minutes.
Hmm?
Well, what is she talking about?
It's another, like, 40 minutes of the session.
He has an opportunity to cry when the therapist says, "Tell me how it felt when your dog died."
Which part is the like emotional ability one? Would we expect these two to kind of?
Ability could be anger.
Yeah.
Anxiety.
I'm trying to remember what part that is and compare.
Whoops. Also, just parenthetically, he seems very focused on what he's doing, which would speak against daydreaming. Now, I'm only watching like 10 minutes of this, but I think daydreaming implies like a lack of focus on whatever's in the external environment, because you're focusing on whatever's in the internal environment.
Yeah, we'll go right now.
he's extremely goal-directed, I think, actually. Daydreaming implies lack of goal-directedness.
You didn't see the whole first part of the session.
Oh, you're right. I preface by saying I'm only seeing 10 minutes. Now, he could have cried there out of frustration.
I just feel
it's a
like
five.
It's so...
It's a five.
Yeah. I would feel like he could cry when he's asking him something.
No, I agree.
Feelings.
I agree. It's a
five.
She was
like
asking about his feelings.
Like
she was asking what does lying look like to you. Which
said,
like,
what does that feel like?
But didn't he not even respond? Or bad? Or...
So is that is
so,
all you wanted
so
to see?
So if you're putting it in a 5, then Angel put it in a 1 and I put it in a 2.
Huh?
Angel put it in a 1 and I put it in a 2.
Well, I think you're both wrong then.
Okay.
Where did the other 2 put it? This is 33?
I think I put it low as well, but I recognize that this second video, I realized that sorting was incorrect because it doesn't apply. So I should have put it here in a 5 and I did... change it in the other
way. Okay, but you think...
Yeah, I've changed my opinion. Wait.
Are we listening?
That's a different output.
Oh, it's a different output.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
1 and 2. So can you put in a 5?
Yeah.
I'm fine with putting it in a 5 once you've now described what you think the opportunity looks like.
Think... dead dog.
Or if he gets, like, kicked.
Or what?
If he gets kicked.
If he gets kicked.
Yeah, or just...
hopefully that's not going to happen.
Or, like, if something falls on his hand and it hurts.
Oh.
He tripped.
Something like that.
Yeah, or he's
or
working
he
on something and he's working on this masterpiece of Legos and it crumbles.
Exactly.
That's when I would expect crying. But not, you know, what do you think about lying? Do you lie... I don't see that as, yeah. Maybe Julia would do that. She were confronted on lying. I don't know.
Well, what did you think about the line where he said, sometimes people lie when they're bullied, and then because he doesn't want, because you don't want people to know that you're being bullied.
Yeah. So he would cry over other people being bullied?
Are you inferring that?
Inference!
Chuck, would it be reasonable to predict that there would be like kind of a correlation between the easily cries and emotions don't fit situation, feelings are hurt easily when he's in front of?
There could be a very good
openly shows the way he feels, whether it's good or bad.
Well, Mike's asking a different question.
Moods are unpredictable, they change often quickly. I'm wondering if we could, like, sort of factor analysis.
Yes,
that
would be,
cards with low
that could judgment. Be like histrionic personality.
Right, so, yeah.
That would be
your
prediction.
I was wondering what we put on those items.
But you really should be thinking of each item as a separate entity. It won't work unless you think of it that way.
I'm just trying to...
No, that's good. I like that. I like that. You're trying to challenge yourself about how these might hang together. So. Huh?
She was daydreaming.
Oh, daydreaming. So let me pass these out.
And just make sure that you and your partner have the same ones. So this is 1196.
Please do 2.
Yeah, so you guys don't want to meet next week, right? So. Now he's very upset. Everyone to shy away from expressing your feelings.
Oh.
How do you feel about me not coming anymore? Good job.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
It's on Monday.
Wait, it meets on Wednesday?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, I don't know. In the city.
Yeah.
So
How would this work?
I mean, I can still do it, and hopefully we get better at it and talk over the phone or whatever it is. I mean, or be Saturday or something.
What if you two Skyped and then you wouldn't have to come to the meetings?
You
can come if you
want.
Have to come to the I'm just trying to save you some time.
I don't know, I understand.
Or you could just. Choose her.
It's too late.
I know it's too late for that. Quit. Good job. I don't mind doing it. To be honest, I don't mind doing it. Just find another way to.
Well, wait, Julie, aren't you in the city? Isn't that where you come from? Couldn't you meet somewhere there or something?
Yeah, in Queens.
Where are you living?
I'm in Queens.
Where?
Queens Village.
Oh.
Right by Jericho.
I don't think it's a huge thing to do with the
thing. I mean, if you're willing.
If you want to come to these meetings,
no,
you're certainly invited. I'm trying to save you some time.
I understand. Okay.
Because he's saying he can't make these meetings anymore.
I understand. Yes.
I'm very sad about that.
Me too. I mean, unless you're
the bad
news
at the end of the...
He's doorknob.
I know.
Doorknobbing?
Because I have a free day.
He's
like a
therapy
So you can't then work on it. Alright, well, so...
Thank you.
Oh my gosh! Is he Anna? She never missed ever. Remember that?
I know. One hand.
You never missed.
Sorry.
Because we
practice.
Not a player anymore.
He's only one.
Can
one
you DH? No. Each person's getting three.
Can't help me.
You want to try?
I'm giving you another shot.
Stop. Oh wow!
Ah, moving on. Do catch.
I can't go.
No bad.
Give us the other green one.
He's showing up with your boyfriend. Wow. That's
okay. He wasn't ready the first time. It happens in the best of us.
You ready?
No, I'm not going to catch him. Quit.
Did you play softball?
No, my sister did. I played volleyball. I have really good, what are they called?
Reflexes.
Reflexes, yeah.
So you will, All right. So you guys will you'll work it out between yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And as usual, send them to Anna the day before.
I mean, if he doesn't come on Wednesday, so I'll have time to do it Wednesday, so, at least...
You'd be okay with Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right.
It's fine, so it's like they send it Tuesday night, it's not like, I won't be able to get it done. I'll have plenty of free time.
Tuesday night?
Yeah.
A little bit more.
I'm sure I can.
Have a good break, everybody. How was I didn't talk to you at all? So how's
okay.
Need any input from me or?
Bye.
See you.
Input? I don't know. It's just like none of the articles are really kind of using the CCQ in the same way we are. Like.
Well, that's why we're doing it.
Yeah, literally. I think the only thing that I saw that was remotely similar was. That thing you publish in like the child journal, whatever. And I'm like reading, like, wait. And then I look at the top and it's like you. I'm like, ugh.
What about like personality,
longitude.
Child personality traits in psychotherapy? Not using the Q sort, but just.
Just in general?
Yeah.
I can check that out. Because a lot of them use the CCQ, but like longitudinally from like.
Yeah.
3 to like. 13 and
sure.
To kind of see how the person
absolutely
changes,
right,
anything.
But not in a therapy
not
session.
Not in a therapy session, no.
So, but I wonder whether personality traits have been measured in therapy, not using the CCQ, but maybe some other measure.
Yeah. Okay.
So that would be interesting to know.
Yeah.